Look beyond your horizon.
Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
So I have this wallet. Yeah, I guess it's a wallet. It holds my phone. And it's kind of cheesy, but it says, Dream Big, Work Hard, and Make It Happen. Well, how do you feel? And I know we're not supposed to talk like dates because this turns into a podcast, but I'm going to do it anyway. How do you feel your year went? You know, it's coming to the end of the year, and I think I only have a couple more shows till the end of the year. And it just kind of, I don't know, it's really mind-blowing that another year has gone by. And I always look forward, right? That's what I do. It's just a ridiculous habit. I hardly ever review the past. Now, don't get me wrong. I do torture myself with mistakes that I've made in the past. But what I mean is, like, for a goal, I always look for the future. So I thought about today's show and I thought, you know what? I do want to talk about the past. I want to talk about the year. I want to talk about everything that happened and where I was and who I was at the beginning of last year, or let's just say a year from today. Now, a year from today, I was in my first week of being totally and utterly self-driven, self-employed. I had left my part-time job of 35 years, and I remember being so scared and so elated at the same time. Talk about just incredible emotions of life. My husband and I were in an interesting place, I should say, because he was really afraid of me leaving that corporate living. And, you know, he saw it as a security blanket, which I totally got because I grew up with that mentality as well. But there was also something bigger, larger, just nudging me, more like pushing me off a cliff, to say, go for it. And I had to trust myself and the universe and God that this was the direction I was going to go in, not knowing what was going to happen. Now, you can prepare for life. And my daughter and I do this all the time. We prepare everything. Drives my ex crazy because her and I have already decided in July what we're going to do for Christmas. And my ex-husband is a, you know, fly by the seat of your pants, really laid back drummer, nothing frazzles him. And he kind of goes with the flow and he does not like committing to plans. So it's kind of funny when you think about us planning in July what we're going to do for Christmas and this man going, I don't even know what I'm going to have for lunch. And so the reason I'm talking about it is because we can plan all we want, but it doesn't always mean that you're going to get where you're going. Now, I'm not, here I'm kind of going against dreaming big, but what I'm saying is that I didn't know what this year was going to bring me. And reflecting where I am today, would I have known all this? Could I have planned for all this? There's so many people that came into my life that I didn't know, that I treasure now, that I can't believe they were brought into my life. It was such a blessing. And then a few people who were so influential in my life or had a huge role in my life who are no longer in my life anymore, that I never would have planned that or expected it. So as we go forward, let's look back. And I think one of the things that just happened to me on Friday, I had a show, and it's going to sound so trivial to you, but it was huge to me. I shouldn't assume it sounds trivial to you, but I was doing a show. I only had two songs to sing. And it was with a big band. and I'd never played with them before. Horns, you name it. Well, they just kept saying, oh, you're a pro, you're a pro, you're a pro, you're a pro. And I got to say, my ego liked that. I'm like, yep, I am a pro. I have been working for 25 years. You're right. And so I didn't go to rehearsal. I didn't try to rearrange my schedule. I found out the rehearsal late. Could I have possibly rearranged my schedule? Maybe. But I didn't, knowing that I was a pro. I could do it. And so all of a sudden, I realized that the songs I was singing, I didn't know them by heart. I thought I did because I had sung them in my Christmas shows for 7 years, but I realized I relied on my words that I had up on my music stand. And so here's the day of the show. I'm really exhausted. I had a lot of dream big meetings, working on some big projects, and didn't do any self-care that day. I didn't do yoga. I didn't meditate. I didn't journal. And I found myself kind of squirrely before the show. And all of a sudden, the pro started feeling insecure. And my mind was racing. Well, what you guys don't know is, you know, I have told you before that I've gone to nursing school and I was never a really good student. And it's not that I don't know if I did or didn't enjoy school, but I just know that things didn't stay in my mind. I didn't retain certain things. And the harder I tried to retain, the squirrelier I got. Well, this was happening to me on Friday. And I'm like, just relax, you got this. But I couldn't relax. And I didn't know where I was in the program. And I was singing with Detroit Children's Choir, amazing choir. And I came out and I'm leading them, right? With their conductor as well. And I forgot the second lyric and I just mumbled it. And I know everybody knew. I knew the kids knew. I knew their conductor knew. I knew the audience knew. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And, you know, I could have had Muhammad Ali in front of me beating me up on the ropes, and it still wouldn't have done what I was doing to myself by the end of the night. And it haunted me. And a friend of mine was there, and I was looking to her for compassion, and she said, oh, we heard it. We heard it. And like that just killed me. And so I literally went home and just cried. And I couldn't believe that in all of the huge problems in the world, when you look at, you know, even, you know, I go to Haiti, I know what they're going through. I know all of these things. And I just kept beating myself up and couldn't calm myself down. Well, why? Why do we do that? Why are we so hard on ourselves? Why can't we look at things from a different view and say, huh, it was a song. People are going to forget it. I feel like everyone went home that night and said, you know that girl that started the first concert? No, I'm sure that didn't happen. They were probably thinking what they were going to do, go through Taco Bell drive-thru after the show, you know, and here I was worried. And the next day I had a double show, two-hour shows. I knew I was going to be in my comfort zone, but through the night I couldn't sleep, so I went, you know, Friday night, I literally got up and got down on my knees and prayed and asked God for guidance and asked the universe to lighten my load. And what I learned is that we all make mistakes. I mean, things happen. It's what we do with those mistakes that's important. So at the end of this year, I want to do this thing where, and it's not like digging up the past and making myself feel bad. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you make what you consider mistakes, by the way, a lot of people might not agree with you, but you feel for your own being, they were mistakes that you made. I'm going to sit down and look at my part in those mistakes and figure out what I really can learn from them. Because I don't know about you, but I repeat mistakes. It may not be the exact thing, but the behavioral pattern is there. And we kind of think that, oh, it'll be different this time. But most of the time, it's not. most of the time, you know, we're like, oh, I'm going to try this again. Yep, this time it's going to work. You know, whether it be a bad relationship, whether it be eating, whether it be whatever the case may be, there is a reason why it's a mistake. And I read this the other day, or I heard it on the radio or something, that the universe keeps giving you the same situation to see if you'll treat it differently. You will approach it differently. And until you learn from it, you're going to keep getting these presented to you. So isn't that a nice goal? Like, oh, wait, this is coming about again. Okay, I get it. I know what I can't do because it didn't work last time. So this time I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to try a different approach. Or maybe I'll just walk around it. Maybe I won't walk into the problem. Maybe I'll walk around the problem, or walk around the situation, or walk around the person and see what happens. So that's one of my goals. That's one of my reflections of last year. I want to look at communication. I want to look at relationships. I want to look at my bank account. I want to look at just different things that I do that maybe make me uncomfortable and don't always give me the outcome that I want. So that if I do that, then I can say, hey, all of a sudden you start feeling lighter because you realize there are other ways to approach things. And if you're, let's say, getting rid of, if you're letting go of, and saying, you know what, all my life I thought I wanted A, you know, let's just say A, B, or C. All my life I thought I wanted A, but A hasn't worked out. Why not? And really, instead of, because I think for me and a lot of people I know, we play the victim. Well, so-and-so got A, I didn't get A, and I worked just as hard to get A as so-and-so, but I didn't get it. So instead of being the victim, why not look at it as A just wasn't for you, because B is a way better fit, but you don't even know what B is yet. So you get rid of A because it's been taking up all of your energy. You get rid of A because your focus has only been on that, and you haven't bothered to look down the street or to the left or the right to see what else is out there. So all of a sudden, you have this clean slate. You have this huge horizon, as the song I wrote, that is always the introduction to this thing, this huge horizon of freedom, where no matter how old you are, you can choose to know that your life is a continual growing path of exciting new experiences. We don't have to relive the bad ones. We don't have to keep repeating them. We don't have to keep trying to make those relationships work that don't work. And it doesn't mean, I constantly am like, what am I supposed to do? Leave everybody at the curb who I don't get along with? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, if someone is dimming your light, and a lot of times what's hard for me is the people that are dimming my light are really nice people, but they're dimming my light because for some reason my light shines too bright in their life and they don't know what to do with it. So if they dim it enough, then they can feel safer. Well, it's not my job to make them feel safer. I have to come in and be myself. I have this amazing producer, Remy, who has an incredible light, an incredible energy, and he makes people feel good. And I look forward to being around him because I know that he won't dim my light. We can have our little light party together. And those are the people that you want in your life, not the people that, you know, try to shun you or like don't understand you. Don't waste your time trying to explain yourself to people. If they don't get it, they don't get it. You don't have to prove to them that this is why you are the way you are. I spent my whole life doing that because I came from a family of five. And I got to say, I really felt like an alien in my family. And I know I found out one of my sisters does listen to this podcast. I didn't know. But, you know, I know that she might have felt that way too, because she had this huge light, and she is such an original human being. She always had this awesome taste for fashion. But the thing was, is that people didn't understand her fashion. And even now people question it. But I can tell it's envy, because she has this freedom to say, I'm wearing this color with this color, and I'm going to do this to my hair, and I don't care what you say. And you know what? People remember her. They remember her, but they're afraid of her too, because of the strength that she has to be able to shine. And I remember being this being in my family that felt so much. I think I was an empath from a little child. Yeah, I didn't know what to do with all those feelings. And I kind of looked around and thought, I don't think people are feeling what I'm feeling. So I'm just not going to tell them how much I'm feeling. But then you shove it all down. And what do you do when you shove it all down? You dim your light. My mother-in-law is another great example. She's 86. And I've said this a million times. She can run circles around me. Not only from her physical ability, but also her mental ability. She's, you know, hitting that age where most of us hit it about 20 years before. She's hitting that age where it's slowing her down a little bit, and she's not happy about it, I gotta tell you. But she also is like, that's all right, this is just for a minute, and I'm gonna overcome it, and then I'm gonna do this. You know, she had fun with an injury. She was picking up apples in her backyard in the middle of December, people. And she hurt her neck. And while she was suffering and stuff, she still in the emergency room was making people crack up. She was telling people how our light is important to share, because so many people don't understand that. In the middle of her pain, she was doing that. When I called her to say, how are you doing? You know, I wanted to help her. She's not great at taking help, and I hope she's listening to this. But she was explaining to me and made me laugh and helped me by not feeling guilty that I couldn't physically be there to help her, telling me what a great picnic she was having in her bedroom, that she had these little cheese and crackers and these other things right by her bedside. She's choosing a different way. She's choosing not to be a victim of her own life and choosing to create a life. She did this thing where she really wants to have a reunion, a family reunion. And she is so excited. We went to Florida for the last one. And now this is a new family for her. Her mom was adopted and didn't know that she had four other siblings. When she passed away, she didn't know that. So my mother-in-law is now learning about this whole other family that existed for 100 years, you know? I mean, it's just crazy. And now she's got these new friends, these new family, this new light. This is what I'm talking about. A year ago, 2 years ago, she didn't know anything about this. This is something, a light that came into her life that literally has caused excitement and a purpose for her, another purpose for her. And she really wanted to see that we had a family reunion in Michigan so that these people could see what Michigan's like. We love Michigan, us Michiganders. We have four seasons. We have a lot of water. We love our lakes. And plus, Midwest people are just cool. I think we're cool. I think what you see is what you get for the most part. I find that more here than anywhere that I've traveled. And so here she was, so excited, and someone tried to dim her light about that. Someone tried to tell her it wasn't a good idea. And you know what she did? She felt beat up, and I understand that. I felt beat up on Friday, and she turned it around, and I said, you know what? Don't let this dim your light. Let this put a light under your butt and get really going here, sister. And she did. She did. She's so excited. So last year, reflect, look at this last year and see who helped your light and who didn't. And I'm not saying everyone's got to do this long list, you know, yes, this person will be in my life next year. No, this person won't. But what I can say is that, is there someone that has always been there that has your back, that truly, sometimes we have a habit of taking them for granted, that can help you with your light even next year? We don't know what next year is going to bring. That's exciting and scary at the same time. But is there someone that you're consistently trying to feed their well, light their path, but they don't see you? Or if they see you and scared of you, they try to block your light. Think about how much you want to give to them. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of them. I'm not saying that. And you don't even have to tell them. Because telling someone that they're dimming your light, if they're dimming your light already, they're not going to get it. But what you can do is say, how much energy am I going to give these people? Another thing that I was thinking about for myself was, you know, forgiveness. So right there, you can start there. You can forgive those people and you can pray or whatever you do, send them light, send them energy in the way of distance and move on. And also, what about things that you haven't forgiven yourself for? You know, they're in that deep, dark closet in your brain. Those things that you carry with you year to year, something you may have done way in your past or something that even just happened last week. We don't always know we haven't forgiven ourselves, but forgive yourself for anything. Like, for example, I'll forgive myself for not being the exact person I thought I was going to be at this point. But I'll also forgive myself for mistakes that I made so long ago that there's no purpose for holding on to it. This goes back to, what can we learn from it? The knowledge we learn from mistakes. The knowledge that we can learn from the pain that whatever you're thinking about caused you not to forgive yourself. Knowledge is so important. And the more you think about yourself and build yourself up, you will become a better person. You know, it's easy for us to fix other people, we think. It's easy for us to point out and judge and understand and be like, this is why this isn't working in this person's life. But when we really turn in the table and put the camera on us, what do we see? And this isn't to beat yourself up. This isn't to say, I'm going to point out every flaw I have. No, this is to say, I like who I am. And I want to continue to grow. And I want to continue to learn. And I want to continue to become the person that I believe I want to be. And know that everything changes constantly. We are never in the same place for longer than a second. So every second counts. And isn't that exciting? I think that's exciting. I'm looking forward to a new year. I'm a little scared for the new year. I'm not getting any younger. But I do think in some ways I'm getting smarter. And I do think that I'm going to let go of worry. Because worry is just the unstoppable. I mean, it stops you, excuse me, on so many levels. It gets in the way. Don't worry. Look at every minute, every second as part of your journey of knowledge. And by the time that time comes and you're tired and life has chosen to, you know, God has chosen to take you with him or however you want to look at it, and you're laying there and it's your last day, you can look back and say, man, I lived a crazy, incredible learning experience my whole life. From the time I was born until the time I die, I have constantly been learning, and by the end, learn to love yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more you'll be able to love others. I'm going to leave you guys with that. You have a wonderful, wonderful the rest of December, and I look forward to seeing you in the new year. We're going to have fun.